This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kind of busy day today. Coronavirus, I don't want to say is back. We've always had it. But there are spikes. And I'm telling you right now, having taken care of a lot of patients over the last few days, it is there is a resurgence. So we want to talk about that, and we want to talk about why. Bryce Wheeler, who is actually blind, he is a disability consultant for the Baltimore Orioles. He's coming on in the next segment to kind of talk about his story and what he does. Very, very cool. So we're going to talk about that. Also, more issues coming up on the vaccine, and they think that mosquito spit could be very valuable when it comes to fighting Zika, malaria. Yeah, mosquito spit. I guess you fight fire with fire. That's what homeopaths do. Allergy shots, stuff works. So you can see we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So I'm not being facetious. I want to hear from you guys that if you had an opportunity to loot where the store's open and let's say, you know, everybody said it's okay and, you know, don't worry. You know, let's say it's a study. Let's say this is a study by the store. Because they want to figure out security. Let's say they, you know, and it's okay. It's not unethical. You'll give the stuff back. If you had a chance to loot, what is it that you would take? Because I don't know if you guys saw the video footage of this looting in Tampa Walmart. I've been to that Walmart in Tampa. Every city I go to, I end up at the Walmart for some reason or another. So I've been to this Tampa Walmart. It's a nice Walmart. But I don't know if you guys have seen the video footage of the looting. People rush. Apparently, they took hammers and things, bricks to break down the glass. And then you just see them running in, many of them without masks, laughing and smiling. And apparently, they took about $116,000 worth of supplies from Walmart. And when I looked at that story, I'm like, really? Only $116,000? I'm like, well, then again, I mean, maybe Walmart gets stuff super cheap. But I'm like, they could have gotten off with so much more. So what I'm wondering is if some of these stores are a little bit more savvy and there's an art to, you know, how a store is built and if they've been designing a anti-looter sort of, merchandise geography. So you see people run. And some will grab a lamp. And I just don't understand that. If you have an opportunity to go into a store and steal something, a lamp, it doesn't, you know, you see people steal towels. You see the big screen TVs, and that I get. Because big screen TVs, you can get a lot of money. It's just, where do you sell the big screen TV? Well, now you can sell it on eBay and things like that. But, you know, you'd have to kind of sell it in the back of a parking lot or something like that. I don't know where you sell big screen TVs. So it's interesting to see what people go for. So if you look at this video footage, people run into Walmart, and I almost thought it was like the day after Thanksgiving, you know, the Black Friday specials, where they race to the electronic area. And, like, there's all this stuff. There's all this. So what's happening with the looter? What is the psychology behind the looting? Well, first, you're kind of in shock because you're running into a place. Not that I've ever done this before, but you're running into a place, and you're like, okay, whoa, wait a second. I'm able to do this. And there's no security around. But then you feel the flow of people coming. So you almost run more because you don't want to be run over. There's that, remember, it's like a stampede. And then you think, well, wait a second, the expensive stuff is in the back. A lot of stores have the electronics in the back. So you're like, well, I might as well go for that. So that first wave of people will start to rush in, and even if they want to grab some of those, what are those called when you're in the in the checkout, and there's those little eye-popping grab things, you know, like the gum and the batteries and all that, and you're like, oh, I need 7 of these or whatever, and you grab them and you throw them in your cart. Impulse buys, they won't go for that. So they'll go for where the electronics is, and as you know, electronics is always in the back of the store, because then it takes the longest for somebody to get caught, and they have to, if they stole something and somebody from electronics had to say something, there's plenty of time in a Walmart. It takes you about 2 weeks to walk from the back to the front of a Walmart. There's enough time for security to stop it at the door. But then you have the next wave of looters. And the next wave of looters run in, and they see that everybody's already going to the back, but they're like, well, wait a second, well, let me go to the middle stuff. Well, it depends. Usually Walmart has two doors. So you got the food area, and then you got like the pharmaceuticals and the clothes and the jewelry and the sunglasses. So then some of them might then go through there and loot there. And then you have others that will come in. They're the ones that kind of came to the party late, and they'll just pick up whatever. And so those looters will be the ones where you see grabbing a pillow, you know, or grabbing a towel. They just want to get something for free. So basically, your looting behavior depends on where you are in the race. Just like, I don't know if you guys have ever run track. It's a much different personality and a much different mindset when you're in the front of the pack from when you're in the middle of the pack from when you're in the back. Just much different mindset. Or if you've ever done relay. So if I was a store, I would watch looting videos over and over and over again. And you might need to have, like, I'm not sure how to say this, but you might have to kind of redirect. Right now, having electronics in the back of the store is nice and all that, but you might have to have extra blocks. You might have to have something where if they break something, they get that ink all over. Like, you know how if you steal a blouse from Ross or something, it has something on there, and then when you open it up, you know, it's almost impossible or, yeah. No. Well, the reason why is somebody forgot to take the thing off. So I bought a bunch of blouses. This was like years ago. And I'm like, oh, crap. And that was the blouse I wanted to wear. So I tried to take off. I couldn't take off. I had to go back to the store. But I had the receipt, so it was okay. But you might have to kind of revamp, like, a lot of those impulse buys. I know you don't care about them because they're not that, expensive. But those things make sometimes a loot. It might attract the looter. And what I would probably do is show like an army of security cameras or like an army of those bots now that Walmart has. And I would probably have those lining up the front where it looks like they're videotaping you trying to come in. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So our next guest, I am really inspired by. He's an inspirational speaker, and he is a disability consultant to the Baltimore Orioles, having been a sportscaster, but also he's blind. We are welcomed by Bryce Weiler. Bryce, oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Doctor.
Just some of the things you do are absolutely fantastic. So tell us your story.
I was born 4 months premature with an eye condition called retinopathy of prematurity, which caused me to be blind due to too much light or too much oxygen when I was born. And I grew up listening to sports on the radio. When I was in college, at the invitation of the former Aces head men's basketball coach, Marty Simmons, he gave me the opportunity to sit on his Purple Aces men's college basketball bench so I could experience sports and college basketball. And I also learned how to commentate games there when I was a student, thanks to Tom Benson, who ran the student broadcasting station there at Evansville.
Wow. It is an art. You know, people think getting on camera, especially since I don't look like I've at all excelled in the arts, but becoming a broadcaster, a sports broadcaster, is one of the toughest things in the business. People think it's easy because you're just calling plays, but it's not, because the inflections and, you know, having to call the plays, you know, were you overwhelmed at first, or did you find it just came naturally to you?
I did not do play-by-play because I could not see, so I would speak off of what the play-by-play commentator was speaking about by studying his or her style, by studying facts on the teams, players, and coaches, and listening to the sounds of the ball swishing through the net or bouncing off the rim.
Wow, wow. Now, can I ask, how blind are you in terms of, you know, can you still see shapes? Can you still see colors, light, or is it complete?
I am totally blind, and I cannot see very much light or shadows. I could see it more when I was younger, but now as I've gotten older, for whatever reason, I can't see light as well. I can't, like, tell if the light's on or off in a room, and I could tell that all the time a few years ago.
Man, man. Well, what is amazing is how you've inspired others, and you help others with, you know, challenges. You know, talk to us about that.
I help people of all disabilities to live their dreams through a wide range of programs that I run. I am the co-founder of a nonprofit called the Beautiful Lives Project, where I work to help people of all disabilities to be able to experience programs in sports, art, cheerleading, dance, ballet, and many other programs across the country. I have chapter presidents in Los Angeles, Raleigh, Hartford, Dallas, Texas, and we're always looking for more chapter presidents, and people can go to our website, which is beautifullives.org, www.beautifullives.org. We're always looking for groups and companies to sponsor some of our events and programs across the country, and anyone can help us through investing in smiles.
Yeah, you know, we need to see if any of the medical students or undergrad students, these are things where I think there's a lot of young people who want to find a charity or a cause. And so we need to probably definitely get this out to some of the students out there. You know, with what you do, and you work with the Baltimore Orioles and many other organizations, what is some of the advice you give to people that, you know, want to play sports, or and they feel like they can't, you know, obviously due to, you know, the abilities that they want to? How do you work with them?
Whenever someone's nervous to step on the field for a sports event or for any event that I'm hosting, whether it's with a cheerleading team or a dance team or whatever the event might be, I have some of the members come over from that team and speak with them and try to encourage them to try to take part in that event or program. And normally they will come out and do it after a few minutes. Sometimes they may come back and watch a second time, and then the second time they come out and do it. It's always so gratifying to see that they're trying it, and probably about 80 to 85% of the time they really enjoy it and they're happy that they tried it. Sometimes it just isn't for them, and that's okay too, because they at least tried something new and something different.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, people always ask me, when you have a, shall we say, a challenge, and you lack the ability to have a keen sense, like in your case, vision, your other senses have to compensate, and your other senses get better. Is there any truth to that?
I can definitely hear things a lot better, and when I touch things, like, for example, I can tell the states on the state quarter programs because I've touched them so many times. Like, I can tell you that's a Michigan quarter or a Kansas quarter or a Kentucky quarter. And as far as hearing, when I'm walking down a sidewalk, I can hear the echoes of buildings, so I can tell if I'm close to a building. I can tell if I'm walking through a parking lot or a wide open area because the space is opening up. I can tell if there's a sidewalk to my left or my right that I need to figure out if I'm turning on by listening to echoes and by tapping my cane on the ground or clapping my hands and listening for the echo to bounce back or for it not to bounce back, which means that I'm in a wide open space if it doesn't bounce back to me.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I've having grown up with people who've needed the canes, you know, the white and red canes, you know, I notice, you never hit people. That's one thing I have never noticed somebody blind hit somebody with their cane. And you guys are taught, from what I understand, there's an art to it where it's almost like a tapping, where rather than a swing, right, of the cane you use, you kind of do a tapping that helps you alert the others that you're, you know, nearby, or allows you to kind of go your path. Is that true?
So there's two forms that one can use when he or she is using a cane. Constant contact, which is the form that I use, where the cane always stays on the ground in front of you, and you move it in a sweeping motion from your left side of your body to your right, making sure everything is clear in front of you. And the second one is touch technique, which is where you tap the cane back and forth in front of you. And that is not solely to let people know that you're coming. That is so you can get echoes. Because you're not protecting your entire body with moving the cane in front of you and keeping it constantly on the ground, you need those echoes for every time that you tap the cane to help you figure out if there's something in front of you, to your left, to your right, or something coming up in your path.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a crazy world right now, you know, with protests and a lot of things going on, looting, you know, and coronavirus and all that. And, you know, speaking with you and seeing some of your work, you know, you're not timid and you don't seem to be, apprehensive about a lot that's going on. Are there certain protections that you're taking, you know, that, or do you notice that, you know, people won't, you know, let's say, you know, run you over, or people won't, you know, I know that this kind of, not that you would be in that, you know, on that sidewalk at that time, but do you ever feel apprehensive that people aren't aware that you're blind and might accidentally, you know, run into you or expect something of you, or, you know?
People always know that I'm blind because I have a cane and my eyes are always closed, and I've never had people bother me. I've actually had people not want to help me when I've asked them for help before, when I've gotten lost on the sidewalk, and especially when it's cold outside in the winter, I don't wear gloves on my hands because I need to feel where I'm going and things like that. And I've actually had people not want to help me before.
Right, nice. Okay, so how can people find your charity and give us again your Twitter and your email and your website?
People can go to our website, which is www.beautifullives.org. They can connect with me on my LinkedIn. They can follow me on Twitter, which is at Bryce Weiler, BryceWeiler. Thank you for just following me, Doctor, a little bit ago. Our nonprofit Twitter is at Beautiful Lives Proj, so the words Beautiful Lives and then Proj. My email is Bryce@BeautifulLives.org, Bryce@BeautifulLives.org. People can call me or text me as well if they'd like to get involved with the nonprofit or any questions about someone who's blind. My phone number is 812-899-5673, 812-899-5673.
Well, Bryce, thank you again for coming on. I cannot wait to have you back. Please keep us posted. I know a lot of your events had to, you know, be postponed because of coronavirus, but I definitely see more exciting things, you know, hopefully happening for, you know, your nonprofit. And God bless you and everything you've been through.
Thank you so much for having me on. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
We will, Bryce. You take care. All right, guys, don't go away. Coronavirus seems to be coming back in full force. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump commenting on Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's publicly voiced regret at joining the president for a photo op last week at a church across from the White House. Peaceful protesters were reportedly driven out of the area by federal forces to make that photo op possible. In a sit-down interview with Harris Faulkner of the Fox News show Outnumbered Overtime, Faulkner asked of the general's remarks during an online commencement address to military graduates,
"Do you think it's significant?"
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I think that's fine. I have good relationships with the military. I've rebuilt our military. When we took it over from President Obama and Biden, the military was a joke.
Milley said appearing in that photo created a false perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. And this is USA Radio News. The Republican National Convention is being moved to Jacksonville, Florida. That after the Democratic governor of North Carolina could not guarantee to President Trump that large crowds would be allowed to gather because of the coronavirus at the venue in Charlotte, which was originally chosen for the August affair. Health and safety will still be top priorities, though, according to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry.
We're going to be back in business, but we're going to do it in a safe and responsible way. And whatever protocols are necessary at that time, they'll be in place.
More than 10,000 people are expected to attend the convention. The next few days could bring over a foot of rain to parts of the East Coast, a series of downpours from Georgia to Delaware today through Sunday, and persistent heavy rain could lead to flooding in poor drainage areas. An explosion at a Houston bar shaking people miles away. Police say they don't believe anyone was inside the bar near downtown when it blew up at about 5 a.m. local time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you guys know I'm going to be a straight shooter about things. And so when people have been saying that the cases are up, I don't ever want to panic people because I think that's why we were kind of in the mess we were in. There was a lot of hype. And I don't want hysteria. I don't want hype. And, yes, if we do test people and we find out that, you know, a lot of people that didn't have access to a test January, February, March, you know, now that we have the test more ubiquitously, if somebody kind of feels like crap, they go and get seen. I understand that cases might go up the more robust a program we have for testing. I get that. However, when I see that the hospitalizations are starting to spike, and I see, especially with my patient practice, which is now through telemedicine, people calling in with the symptoms, all right? I'm going to tell it to you like it is. And I understand that it's a very polarized emotional topic. People cannot stand hearing, you know, media outlets say, oh, coronavirus is back. There's a second spike. And it's interesting because on the internet, you see the back and forth. People are saying there's Obamagate going on, so that's why we have the protests, and then to distract us, and then now that the protests are down, we're going back to a second wave where it's supposed to be all about what's the next crisis of the day. But I'm going to be as honest as possible, being a doctor, being a journalist, so I don't want to sensationalize. Yeah, I might talk about how to do a lap dance, right, because, you know, that is an issue among a lot of married couples. Now they can't get a lap dance. By the way, I got to talk about pole dancing. I saw a video where somebody really does not know how to pole dance. We'll figure out if I'm going to teach you that as well. But when it comes to these numbers, and I'm hearing people are having the fever, having the difficulty breathing, having the myalgias or the loss of taste or the loss of smell, etc. And, you know, I tell them to go get tested. I'm going to tell you about that. And I'm seeing a lot more in my practice. So when you hear this report that multiple states are saying there's a spike, listen to it. And you need to listen to it because, again, and I know everybody's groaning going, please don't shut us down. Please don't shut us down. But listen. They will shut us down again. The powers that be, the government officials, the whomever, they will if they think that more people are going to get sick or the hospitals are going to get overrun. So I was asked last night by one of my listeners, what is going to be their threshold to closing us down? I don't think we're going to get closed down again in the summer. I don't believe so. I'm still very nervous about what happens in the fall. And again, it's not even COVID I'm worried about. It's flu. I think people are going to be like, wait, flu kills. Flu kills a lot, too. I'm out. So I think we are going to, unfortunately, see something happen this fall. But in terms of this summer, I think states are so financially strapped. I think that, governors are so browbeaten with everything that's going on that I believe what they would probably do is maybe institute more social distancing or maybe institute more rules for businesses. I don't think they would demand shutdowns or lockdowns unless we screw this up. So people, let's not screw this up. So, you know, if there is somebody that's sick or somebody thinks they have COVID or coronavirus or whatever, then stay away from them. You know, I remember we talked about how Great Clips had two stylists who had, this was in Springfield, Missouri, and they had two stylists who had worked with 140 people. Not one of them got COVID, and they believe it was because of the mask and the hand washing and the clipper side and all that. So, you know, guys, I know we've made fun of masks and we've made fun of, talked about mask fatigue and all that, but honestly, people, if you're coughing or sneezing, or even if you don't know if you're sick but you think you were exposed, just wear the gosh darn mask. Because I got to tell you, what I fear of all of this isn't so much the death rate of coronavirus, because, you know, as a doctor, unfortunately, you see that there's so much that kills people. It's mind-boggling. But what truly scares me is the hysteria and the panic that governors and government is going to do, where they say, you know what, guys, we're closed down again. I think that's deadly. I just do. I think a deadly economy is deadly for people. I've heard of a lot of suicide attempts. I've heard of a lot of relapses with drug addiction. I've heard of people's blood sugar and DKA and all sorts of, you know, things that happened just because people were afraid to go and get seen and deal with the COVID or coronavirus. So, you know, which states are citing, you know, some spikes or some, so we're seeing, unfortunately, in California, in Arizona, Nevada is not calling it a spike yet, but they are starting to see more cases. Maryland, Kentucky, New Mexico, Texas, Tennessee, Illinois, Michigan, North Carolina, South Carolina, North Dakota, Washington, Utah, Alabama, Arkansas, Maine, Georgia, Florida, even Hawaii and Alaska. Now, why? Why are we seeing a spike in cases? Well, all right. Well, let's look at the protests. Very easy to tell if the protests had anything to do with it. Just ask whoever is sick, did you go to a protest? Or were you living with somebody or working with somebody who went to a protest? That's pretty easy to figure out. If none of them did, then it might not have been the protest. But honestly, the protest took social distancing and some of the masks out the door. then also you have a lot of mask fatigue. People are like, I'm done. I'm done wearing the mask. I'm done. And so they might be a little over reckless or too lax. Same thing with social distancing. I was so sick and tired of being home, I was hugging everybody I saw when I got out. All right? Well, maybe that unfortunately could perpetuate something. Plus, you know, we have a lot of winds. Some of us have had some interesting rain and some interesting weather. And then it's allergy season. So we're sneezing, we're coughing. So let's say you're one of those asymptomatic coronavirus carriers. You're sneezing, you're coughing, you're spewing it out. I mean, we're in allergy season. We knew that would be an issue, and allergies have been bad. Take that with the wind, and now you have wind, you know, sending it out. That could be an issue. But this is what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if we've had a mutation with this virus. I'm wondering if the typical virus was supposed to be dying out, was supposed to be weakening, was supposed to get fried by the sun and the UV light or whatever. But even though they all predicted that this would be with us in the summer, what if this is a new strain? Or what if we've had a mutation? You know, and then if that's the case, I hope the people working on the vaccine end know what they're doing. No, the mosquito spit is not going to help with that. Mosquito spit is more for the malaria and that kind of thing. We're not going to see mosquito spit for this. Although if you tell me it works, fine. But get this, get this. Another study came out saying people who get colds might not be at risk when it comes to coronavirus, which could kind of explain why maybe we saw a little bit more of a spike in China in December. If this did circulate last fall, a lot of fall time is coughs and cold season. So we talked about how there's a competition with viruses. So maybe what's going on is flu season is already dying out, cough and cold season is gone. So coronavirus now gets to have first dibs at our nasal passages or at our throat and pharynx and at our lungs. So it's a little tricky on what caused it. Obviously, people want to look to the reopenings. We reopened. We reopened gyms. We reopened casinos. Movie theaters were going to reopen. Restaurants. So we went from being around nobody to now being around hundreds of people a day. It just might have been, you know, too quick, too soon. Again, I don't want to say slow phased reopenings because we've already done that. I mean, we did it slow. We did. I mean, how many more months do we stay home? But we aren't hearing an uptick in deaths in my area, but we are, you know, we're going to get the numbers soon because, again, a lot of people aren't believing the numbers. They're like, wait a second here. You know, it's because people are out and about or they're finally going and getting their hearts looked at and they, you know, but as we start to get these numbers on, you know, well, were you at the protest? That information, if they'll ever even give it to us, will help us. You know, if we saw an uptick in cases because a bunch of people were, you know, around each other for hours, not social distancing, okay, well, then we know. But the problem is it might not even matter why we have it at this point. If it's coming back and we all are kind of dealing now with this next second wave or spike, unfortunately, it's now all of our problem again. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So making huge headlines today is that San Francisco police will not respond to non-criminal calls. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, if there's a neighbor dispute, a report on a homeless person, school discipline interventions, and other non-criminal activities, police are like, nah, not now. Nope. Mayor London Breed said in a news release that on calls that don't involve a threat to public safety, police would be replaced by trained unarmed professionals to limit unnecessary confrontation between the police department and the community. They say, we know that a lack of equity in our society overall leads to a lot of the problems that police are being asked to solve. So they said, we are going to keep going with these additional reforms and continuing to find ways to reinvest in communities that have been historically underserved and harmed by systemic racism. Mayor Breed said, as part of police reforms, the city will also strengthen accountability policies, ban the use of military-grade weapons, and divert funding to the African-American community, which are things that have been asked for with the defund the police call. The city, they said, will develop its plan over the next year and follow models like the CAHOOTS program in Eugene, Oregon. That community-based crisis program employs social workers and mental health workers to respond to disturbances where crimes are not being committed. So let's kind of break this down here for a second, okay? Or, again, I'd like to see the numbers. This is where I'm like, show me the spreadsheet, please. I don't know if these shootings or, you know, these mistakes where somebody gets shot and killed. I don't know if that happens during a school discipline issue or during neighbors, you know, making noise and disturbing the peace complaints. I'm under the impression, with the exception of what happened with Derek Chauvin, Officer Chauvin, and George Floyd, which, again, I think we're all still wondering what the hell that was about and why did that have to happen. It was so tragic. But a lot of times the shootings happen because, from what I understand, it is a more severe sort of situation. And so I'm all for community-based crisis programs. I think social workers and mental health workers are fantastic. And I just think that they're kind of, that's not the issue that people are having. And, you know, having an officer come up unarmed to two people in a domestic dispute, I think is, or a neighbor dispute, I think is kind of unsafe. Because, you know, our officers, when they pull you over for a traffic ticket, many are getting shot or they're getting run over. And so, you know, I understand for traffic tickets, they're still allowed to have a gun on them. But, what are you asking our police to do? Now, I get that. There's this theory that if cops have a gun, that they'll be more inclined to use it and unfortunately tap in on any underlying racism that they have. And that's a valid scare. That, you know, people that have, you know, been affected by, you know, racism and that's a valid concern. So I get why they're asking, you know, to have unarmed officers. The problem is you need to prove to those police departments that they're not going to get shot at. So, you know, in my neck of the woods, we had two officers eating lunch at a pizza place. And they were eating outside, enjoying lunch like their constitutional rights should allow them to. But because they were wearing the badge and the uniform, they got shot and killed by somebody who didn't like the police. And so I think police officers need to be able to still protect themselves. And if you're telling them to go out in public, then, telling them to unarm I don't know what the answer is. You know, it's the working theory is you have people out there that are racist and they are using their weapons to, for an agenda, for a, you know, non-police motivated agenda. And that could be. I mean, we don't know what the hell happened with Derek Chauvin. We're hearing that they knew each other and they butted heads. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't understand why that chokehold had to be done, you know, for that long. But that doesn't mean you put thousands upon thousands of other officers and other people at risk. Now, yes, officers do know how to fight. They do know how to do self-defense. So I'm sure an officer could do whatever they need to without a weapon if it's one-on-one. Well, what about 2-on-1, 3-on-1? I don't know. What if these are traps? What if somebody is a cop killer and they want to kill cops? So what they do is they pretend that it's just a neighborhood dispute. So an unarmed officer, you know, comes, you know, and they don't have, you know, their gun or whatever. Hopefully they have stunt, you know, weapons or pepper spray or something. Apparently they get in trouble for that too. So this is not an easy, it's not an easy topic, but I also don't know if I would send out social workers also out into the community. If it's a neighborhood dispute at 2 a.m, in the middle of the night, again, I just don't know how safe that is for people. And again, do you send a woman alone? I was always frustrated as a young medical student and doctor that I couldn't do house calls. I just thought I would be the type of doctor that would do house calls. And I remember I would ask some of my attendings, I'm like, look, you know what? Can I just drop this medicine off at the house? Or can I, you know, they called in, you know, rather than them going to the pharmacy, it's on my way home. Look, their address is right there in my apartment complex. Let me know. And, you know, the answer kept being no. And I was like, well, that's stupid. You know, liability or whatever. But, you know, also, it's not safe for a young woman to, you know, go to a person's house or multiple people's houses randomly by themselves. So I think there's a lot of women that can, you know, handle themselves. I'm sure of it. But what you're starting to see with this changeover with the police is, okay, look, if you don't want us, you don't have us. And it's basically like, I don't know if you guys have ever, you know, been in relationships where you get blown off or, you know, and or you want to date somebody and, you know, that person doesn't call. And so you kind of do the silent treatment sort of thing. And sometimes the silent treatment works, sometimes it doesn't. If that person's not interested in you, you never hear from them. But if that person was interested in you, they don't like the fact that you've been quiet. They don't like the fact that they haven't, you know, heard from you. And then they'll reach out. So I think that's what the police, you know, might be doing now. I'm a little nervous about the idea of unarming. But, you know, how do you then? How do you prevent what happened with Officer Chauvin and George Floyd? How do you prevent that? I mean, the question everybody has is, what were the other three cops doing? I know one was trying to keep the crowd at bay. But your checks and balances should be, another cop says, okay, that's enough, get off of him. You know, where I mean, there should be that, and it doesn't happen. So, I mean, maybe that's what we need. Maybe there has to be the, you know how now in Hollywood there's going to be compliance officers for coronavirus, where you have a tattletale. Maybe that's what has to happen. Maybe the police department has to have that, you know, community advocate. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we have to have a community advocate with certain precincts so that, you know, the community feels represented. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with